Good evening. It is 5 p.m. on Thursday, July 16th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is Kingston Currents, your weekly roundup of the latest Limestone local news. CFRC's news programming is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcast, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. Coming up in today's episode, an update from the new Lunch by George downtown distribution site, after the organization made the move from their home of over 40 years at St. George's Cathedral. Some messages directly from the city, including an update on the 315 Queen Mary Road Shared Care Model opening, the announcement of the 2026 Rural Community Program Fund recipients, the opening of the new baseball diamond in Woodbine Park, and more. Plus, your weather and traffic report for this upcoming weekend, and a few events to keep on your radar from CFRC's events calendar. Without further delay, let's dive in. After 40 years serving Kingston residents experiencing food insecurity from St. George's Cathedral, Lunch by George has officially relocated to a new distribution site on Wellington Street. It was announced in November 2025 that Lunch by George, operated by independent nonprofit organization Outreach St. George's Kingston, would relocate from church premises by June 30, 2026. In the November release, St. George's Cathedral, quote, regretfully concluded that it no longer has the capacity to host the Lunch by George program from the church facility. The church went on to state, quote, over the years, as the number of unhoused people included many more with mental health challenges and drug dependencies, the nature of the program changed to require much greater security. This situation also began to impact the operations of the church and, more critically, the staff at St. George's. Over the past few months, local organizations, including St. Lawrence College, the City of Kingston, United Way, and the Community Foundation for Kingston and Area, came together to support the move to a new location and transition to a new distribution model. In the new model, launched at the end of June, meals are prepared in the teaching kitchen at St. Lawrence College and transported daily to the new downtown distribution site using a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter provided by Mercedes-Benz Kingston. I met with Tom Iveson, Chief Administrator with Outreach St. George's Kingston, at the new distribution site last week to discuss the transition. Well, to start us off, you've been operating under this new model for just over a week. How's the transition been so far?
Fabulous. It's gone better than what we had hoped and planned. Our volunteers love it. Our guests love it. We're right in person. Previously, we had a takeout window and it was a barrier. And looking back in hindsight, whereas this is much more open and welcoming.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of partnerships behind the scenes making this happen. I was wondering if you could kind of paint a picture of how everyone's contributing here.
A lot of partnerships. I'm very thankful to the City of Kingston. I'd been in touch with my counterpart there, or an official, since last year. And she was instrumental in terms of reaching out to St. Lawrence College. We already had established a relationship with the United Way. We're an anchor agency, so they've been supportive. Mercedes-Benz Kingston has been fabulous as well.
And Iveson says more partners continue to be added to the list.
So we've had two new collaborations come together in the last week. One is the Community Foundation of Kingston and Area, which provided us a grant to help us move. But their team is going to spend a day volunteering up at the college with us. And secondly, the mayor's office reached out, and they have an event every year called Mayor for a Day, where a young person can be mayor. So we've partnered up for that, and they'll be donating goods for Lunch by George.
Wow, so even more partnerships than we were already there when this all came together.
I'm juggling a lot of balls every day. More and more just keep getting added in. But it's great. It's wonderful.
For sure. And what has it meant for you, for all these organizations, to really rally behind this program?
It's really rewarding and satisfying. We work hard. Our head cook works really hard. In June, we put out 5,366 meals between breakfast and lunch. That took a lot of work. So it's a tough job, but more than worth it.
And just a few weeks into operating under this new model, the Lunch by George team is already thinking about what comes next. Moving forward, what are you thinking about and what are you hoping for in the next few months?
Once we get our feet going here, we'd like to explore a second location. So potentially we could do maybe one breakfast here, but two lunches somewhere else. And we're talking to other partners about how that may work.
A short message from Southeast Public Health this evening. Poor air quality continues in the Southeast Public Health region. Environment Canada continues to issue special air quality statements for parts of the region caused by wildfires in northwestern Ontario. Regularly check local weather forecasts and local air quality conditions using the Air Quality Health Index or special air quality statements. Everyone is at risk for health impacts related to poor air quality. However, health risks are greatest for infants and children, older adults, those living in high air pollution areas, people living with chronic illnesses such as asthma, diabetes, heart, or lung diseases, people who are pregnant, people who are underhoused or experiencing homelessness, people who work outdoors, or people participating in strenuous sports and outdoor activities. If you are experiencing symptoms such as increased coughing, throat irritation, headaches, or shortness of breath, Southeast Public Health recommends reducing or rescheduling strenuous outdoor activity until the air quality improves. As smoke levels rise, so do health risks. Take protective measures to protect yourself and others from the effects of wildfire smoke. Reduce or reschedule strenuous activities outdoors, especially if you experience symptoms such as coughing and throat irritation. When indoors, keep windows and doors closed as much as possible. Protect your indoor air from wildfire smoke. Precautions can include using a clean, high-quality air filter in your ventilation system and/or a certified portable air cleaner that can filter fine particles. If you must spend time outdoors, a well-fitted N95 mask or equivalent may help reduce your exposure to harmful fine particles. Masks can reduce your exposure to the fine particles in smoke, but do not reduce exposure to gases. Check on people who may be more vulnerable to poor air quality, such as older adults, young children, and people with existing health conditions. Watch for symptoms of smoke exposure. Mild and common symptoms of smoke exposure include sore and watery eyes, runny nose and sinus irritation, scratchy throat and mild coughing, and headache. Severe symptoms include shortness of breath, wheezing, severe cough, dizziness, chest pains, and heart palpitations. Seek medical attention if you develop severe symptoms. To learn more about the signs, symptoms, and health effects of poor air quality from wildfire smoke, visit southeastph.ca/airquality. Once again, that was a message directly from Public Health this evening. Before we get into more local news, let's take a look at your weather and traffic report for the rest of the week. Here's a look at traffic around Kingston for this evening and the days ahead. Starting with construction, expect lane reductions on King Street West between Country Club Drive and Front Road, while Utilities Kingston continues water and sanitary main work. Drivers can also expect delays on Bath Road between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, as new pedestrian crossing signals are installed. Construction continues at the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard, with roadway and sidewalk repairs underway. Paving work also continues on Taylor Kidd Boulevard between Coronation Boulevard and Collins Bay Road. Moving to road closures, beginning today, Park Street at Toronto Street will be closed daily through August 13th, while crews install a new all-way stop. Bagot Street between Barrie and West remains closed through July 24th for the Eastern Canadian Little League Championship. John Street between Montreal Street and Bagot Street remains closed through July 31st for Utilities Kingston water and sanitary upgrades. Cranbrook Street between Lakeview Avenue and Days Road remains closed through the end of August for pedestrian improvements. South Bartlett Street between Victoria Street and Smith Street is closed through the end of September for facade restoration work. Norman Rogers Drive remains closed between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Van Order Drive for roadway rehabilitation. Princess Street remains closed between Frontenac and Division as the city's major reconstruction project continues. Sydenham Street remains closed between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street community space. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsley Crescent for roadway repairs and traffic calming improvements. Aberdeen between Johnson Street and William Street remains closed for construction staging, and Barrie Street at Queen remains closed for construction activity at 283 Queen. Looking ahead to this weekend, on Sunday, July 19th, Ontario Street between the Tragically Hip Way and Highway 2, including the LaSalle Causeway, will be fully closed from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. for temporary opening of the Marine Navigation Channel. Also on Sunday, Ontario Street between Brock and Clarence will be closed from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. for the annual Pull Together for Epilepsy event. Now turning to your weather forecast for tonight and this weekend. Any lingering chance of showers early this evening will quickly move out, leaving partly cloudy skies before clearing overnight. Winds are gusting to 40 kilometers an hour and will ease off this evening, with an overnight low of 15 degrees. Friday is shaping up to be the nicest day of the weekend, with wall-to-wall sunshine and a high of 28 degrees. Friday night brings cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 16. Saturday looks a little more unsettled. Expect mostly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 26 degrees. Saturday night brings mostly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 14. By Sunday, conditions improve again with a mix of sun and cloud and a pleasant high of 27 degrees. Sunday night brings cloudy periods with a low of 15. This has been your traffic and weather report for this evening and headed into the weekend. Now let's turn back to more local news. Now diving into some messages directly from the city of Kingston. Starting off, city marks completion of Bay Ridge Drive transportation improvements. The city of Kingston officially marked the completion of major transportation improvements along Bay Ridge Drive with a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday, celebrating a safer, more connected corridor for people walking, rolling, cycling, and taking transit. The project delivers a continuous, all-ages and abilities active transportation route, improving connections between neighborhoods, transit, and local destinations, while enhancing safety for all road users. Mark Gerritsen, Kingston's Member of Parliament, states, quote, "Today's ribbon cutting marks an important milestone for safe and accessible transit options in Kingston. These improvements will ensure that residents have access to sustainable and efficient transit routes, while supporting healthier and more connected neighborhoods." Ian Semple, the City of Kingston Commissioner for Transportation and Infrastructure Services, says, quote, "Bay Ridge Drive is a key corridor in Kingston's active transportation network, and this project reflects the city's commitment to safer, more connected streets. These improvements respond directly to community feedback and give people of all ages and abilities more options to walk, roll, bike, and access transit." The Bay Ridge Drive corridor was first identified as a priority route in the city's Active Transportation Master Plan, with further direction provided through the Active Transportation Implementation Plan 2019 to 2023. With over $6.9 million in funding from the federal government's Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program, Public Transit Infrastructure Stream, the city expanded the project to enhance pedestrian, cycling, and transit connections along the corridor. A portion of the route from Coverdale Drive to Henderson Boulevard will also form part of the Great Lakes Waterfront Trail. Construction was completed in two phases starting in 2023 and finishing spring of 2026. Key improvements include dedicated off-road multi-use pathways and cycle tracks, providing protected space for people walking and biking, intersection upgrades, including bike signals, cross rides, and protected intersection safety features, and island bus platforms and transit shelters to improve access to Kingston Transit Service. Community-informed design. Community feedback played an important role in shaping the project. Pre-construction engagement results showed over 90% of respondents would like a bike path along Bay Ridge Drive, 80% identified a lack of protected cycling infrastructure as a key barrier, and more than 84% indicated they would use off-road cycling facilities. Residents emphasized the need for greater separation from vehicle traffic, improved intersection safety, enhanced signage and education, and year-round maintenance, which were key considerations in the final design. The Bay Ridge Drive improvements support the city's commitment to giving people of all ages and abilities safer options to get around as Kingston grows. The corridor also represents a key segment of a future north-south route that will connect Creekford Road to Front Road and into downtown Kingston. In another message directly from the city this evening, an update on 315 Queen Mary Road shared care model opening. The city of Kingston is preparing to open 33 new transitional housing units as construction nears completion at the 315 Queen Mary Road site. In 2024, the city of Kingston purchased the former Extendicare building to develop an integrated model that brings together primary health care, transitional housing, and community-based programming focused on addressing the social determinants of health. This shared care model has three pillars: transitional supportive housing, primary health care clinic, and community use programming space. The primary health clinic is the Midtown Kingston Health Home, operated by Kingston Community Health Centers. It is now relocated to 315 Queen Mary Road. The operator of the Transitional Housing Program at 315 Queen Mary Road is Home Base Housing. The program will provide transitional housing for individuals age 55 plus with varying levels of healthcare needs, supported by 24/7 on-site staff and a goal-based case management approach. The city expects Home Base Housing will welcome residents in August of 2026, following the completion of construction. The community space is confirmed to include a vocational laundry program operated by Lionhearts, where participants will gain practical experience while building the habits and self-assurance that lead to lasting employment. This program will be operational as of October 2026. The additional community use and programming space will be activated in early 2027. On July 7, 2026, City Council approved the incorporation of a new wellness health center within the community space at 315 Queen Mary Road to complement the other healthcare services on site. The Wellness Healthcare Center will focus on services such as respiratory rehabilitation, occupational therapy, physiotherapy, and hydrotherapy, amongst a number of wellness supports. The city is accepting applications for a community liaison committee for the site. The committee will ensure continued connection and dialogue between partner agencies and the surrounding community. Applications for the community liaison committee are open until August 9, 2026 on the Get Involved Kingston page. For more information or to submit an application for the Community Liaison Committee, visit the 315 Queen Mary Road Get Involved Kingston page, or contact by email, contact us at cityofkingston.ca, or by phone at 613-546-0000. In another message from the City of Kingston this week, five initiatives selected to receive funding support through the Rural Community Program Fund. The City of Kingston has announced the recipients of the 2026 Rural Community Program Fund, an annual investment in rural events and initiatives that foster community belonging, celebrate rural life and culture, and create opportunities for residents and visitors to experience rural Kingston. The five successful projects will receive up to $5,000 to support their initiatives. The five initiatives are Pearson Park Rink Redevelopment, Joyceville Rink Redevelopment Committee, Welfare Community Garden, Scott Ecological Fund, Sounds of the Pines Concert Series, Sand Hill Presbyterian Church, Five Stand Recreational Shooting Sport Experience, Kingston and District Trap Skeet and Sporting Clays Club, and Reusable Programming Equipment, Thousand Islands 4-H Sheep Club. Councillor Gary Osteroff says, quote, "Rural communities are an integral part of Kingston's identity, and this year's funded initiatives help bring neighbors together while celebrating the unique character of our rural areas. The passion and commitment of these organizations to create welcoming experiences for residents and visitors ensures our communities remain vibrant, connected, and resilient." To recognize this year's recipients and celebrate the value of rural programming, the city will host a community celebration on Friday, July 17th at Glen Burnie Fire Hall. Residents are invited to attend, learn more about the initiatives, and meet the organizers. The city extends its sincere thanks to the members of the Rural Kingston Working Group for their continued support, leadership, and guidance during the application process. Learn more about the Rural Community Development Fund and this year's funding recipients on Get Involved Kingston. Another exciting announcement this evening, new baseball diamond opens in Woodbine Park in partnership with Kingston Thunder Baseball and Jays Care Foundation. City officials, community partners, and local baseball enthusiasts gathered at Woodbine Park last week to celebrate the official opening of the newly improved junior baseball diamond, made possible through a partnership with Jays Care Foundation, the charitable arm of the Toronto Blue Jays. Mayor Brian Patterson joined members of City Council, representatives from the City of Kingston's Public Works, Special Events, Recreation, and Leisure Services Departments, Jays Care Foundation, Kingston Thunder Baseball, TD Bank, and Taggart Construction for the ribbon-cutting ceremony and community celebration. Amy Elgarzma, Director of Recreation and Leisure Services for the City of Kingston, states, quote, "This project demonstrates the impact that strong community partnerships can have on local recreation opportunities. The improvements to this diamond will benefit young athletes and help support the continued growth of baseball in Kingston for years to come." The project was made possible through a significant investment in local baseball infrastructure. In 2023, Kingston Thunder Baseball was awarded $65,000 in funding from the Jays Care Foundation through the Field of Dreams, made possible by TD Funding Program, to support major upgrades to the diamond. Improvements included new fencing, a backstop, player benches, land leveling, and new sod, transforming the field into a safer and more welcoming space for athletes and families. The city sends out a special thank you to Taggart Construction, whose support in the form of volunteer hours, financial contribution, and donated services helped build the diamond. The junior baseball field is located at Woodbine Park, 1184 Woodbine Road in Kingston. The Ontario Ministry of Education has announced that the Limestone District School Board will receive $21.4 million in funding for a new 407-student space elementary school in Kingston's West End. This exciting announcement was made on June 29th as the city and LDSB continue to plan for a new school and park space that will support growth in the Westbrook community while creating new opportunities for learning, recreation, and community connection. With funding now secured and as directed by City Council, the city and LDSB are continuing to work together on several key initiatives. Firstly, a potential equitable land exchange to support the development of a new elementary school at the current Westbrook Park site and a new municipal park at the current W.J. Holsgrove School site. Planning for the future municipal park will include public engagement through the city's established consultation processes. This will also include a community use agreement to support public access to school lands and amenities outside of school hours. As planning is still in the early stages, detailed timelines are not yet available. The city and LDSB will continue working together over the coming months to confirm project details and will host a community drop-in information session this fall. Information about the session, including the date and location, will be shared on Get Involved Kingston as it becomes available. If you have any questions or feedback to share ahead of the meeting, please share them on Get Involved Kingston or email the city at getinvolvedkingston@cityofkingston.ca. One final message from the city this evening. This Emancipation Day, the city of Kingston is calling on all residents to remember and honor those who fought to end slavery across the British Empire, to reflect on the ongoing struggle for equality, and to continue the work of dismantling racial discrimination in Canada. To mark Emancipation Day on Saturday, August 1st, the City of Kingston is hosting a flag-raising ceremony and event at 12:30 p.m., followed by a community art exhibition at 1:30 p.m. at Confederation Park, across from Kingston City Hall. The flag-raising ceremony includes song performances, a youth tribute, and a keynote address. Speaking on the theme, Honoring the Past, Empowering the Future, the keynote connects the history and legacy of emancipation to present-day commitments and collective responsibility. The community art exhibition will feature interactive displays exploring themes of resistance, freedom, and healing, along with artifacts that highlight the joy, strength, resilience, and achievements of African civilizations over thousands of years. Food vendors will also offer Nigerian, Haitian, and other cuisines. The Kingston Frontenac Public Library will also host a kids' zone with family-friendly activities, including freedom flag coloring, bracelet making, and a story corner featuring books by Black Canadian authors. Sua Osman, IIDEA advisor with the City of Kingston, says, quote, "Emancipation Day is an important opportunity to recognize the strength, resilience, and contributions of Black communities, while also acknowledging the lasting impacts of slavery and anti-Black racism that continue to shape experiences today. While we take some time to reflect on the significance of August 1st and honor those who fought for freedom and justice, the work does not stop here. Building inclusive, equitable, and welcoming communities requires ongoing commitment, meaningful action, and accountability throughout the year. Emancipation Day is free to attend and everyone is welcome. Learn more about Emancipation Day on the city's website." Before we wrap up this evening, I'm going to run through your weekend forecast, a roundup of just some of the events Kingston has to offer to finish off your week. If you're heading out after tonight's show, you can test your knowledge with music trivia at Something in the Water Brewing and trivia at Riverhead Brewing or Spearhead Brewing, all starting at 7 p.m. If you want a more chill evening, Movies in the Square kicks off at dusk tonight with Guardians in the Galaxy playing at Springer Market Square. You can keep the night going with karaoke at The Buckle beginning at 9, or check out the weekly urban music social at La Vida Bistro starting at 9:30. On Friday, for free drop-in practice, you can join the Spanish conversation sessions hosted at the Sydenham Street Commons from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday evening brings Kickin' It Country to the City Hall Amphitheater from 7 to 8 p.m., featuring live performances from local country artists. So dust off your boots and enjoy some free live music downtown. You can wrap up Friday with karaoke at Jersey starting at 8:30 or at The Buckle and Daft Brewing starting at 9. Saturday starts with the Kingston Public Market at Springer Market Square from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., featuring local farmers, makers, and artisans. The Mini Market Series, a bi-weekly market featuring rotating local artisans, makers, and handmade goods, takes place in the Sydenham Street Commons from 10 to 5 p.m. At 11 a.m., you can catch local chef demos at the City Hall Amphitheater. At 12:30, enjoy free live music from Saturday Sessions in Confederation Park, showcasing a variety of local musicians. In the evening, line dancing returns to the Buckle from 7 to 8 p.m. Sunday begins with the Memorial Center Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And at 10 a.m., you can enjoy some yoga in Battery Park. If you don't want the weekend to end too soon, you can wind down with karaoke at both the Merchant and the Toucan beginning at 9 p.m. That wraps up your weekend forecast. Once again, that was just some of the events and concerts coming up this weekend in the region. Be sure to head to CFRC.ca for our full events and concerts listings, curated by CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Jenny Hinch. If you have an event or concert that you'd like to add to our online or on-air calendars, reach out today via CFRC.ca or at CFRC Music on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. That is all things current in Kingston for this week. Thank you for listening to CFRC's local news programming, brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcast, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. To revisit episodes and listen on the go, head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University, situated on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science.